Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now, 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. A cloudy sky and 38 degrees. At least one person is reported dead after a shooting at a community center in Maryland Heights, Missouri, near St. Louis.
I did speak to one man that tells me he was upstairs when this shooting happened and he saw it unfold. Now, he saw someone that was wearing a blue shirt. He assumed that person may have been an employee. He said he saw the person remove the gun from a holster, fire one shot, and then stick it back in his holster. However, he said that when that happened, then when police finally arrived, that there were several other shots fired.
Fox's Michelle Medeiros reporting there.
Family, friends, and basketball legends gathered at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, honoring the late Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, who were killed in a helicopter crash last month.
Vanessa Bryant told the crowd of her 13-year-old daughter's affection and her husband Kobe's love and patience as a father.
Babe, you take care of our Gigi.
Legends like Michael Jordan spoke, telling the crowd that Kobe was like a little brother.
You rarely see someone who's looking and trying to improve each and every day.
Shaq, who won three championships as a Laker with Kobe, added some levity to the memorial.
I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and Baby Capri all your moves. And I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
He said while Mamba was taken too soon, they will turn their anguish and grief into healing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Kansas man who spent 23 years in prison for a double murder he did not commit was granted more than $1.5 million in compensation under the state's mistaken conviction statute. The Kansas Attorney General's office says Lamont McIntyre of Kansas City, Kansas, also received a certificate of innocence as part of a resolution of a mistaken conviction lawsuit filed last year. McIntyre was 17 in 1994 when he was arrested for the killings of 21-year-old Danielle Quinn and 34-year-old Donald Ewing, even though no physical evidence or motive tied him to the crimes.
Fans of raw dairy products may see their access to them disappear in Kansas.
Kansas lawmakers are considering blocking the sale of raw milk or requiring farmers to include warning labels on packaging. One of the proposals requires a long warning label. The size of the lettering of the label is required to be as large as the largest lettering anywhere on the label, such as a brand name. The Wichita Eagle reports that the state stopped enforcing a ban after Shepherd's Gate dairy operators Mark and Coraline Bunner filed a lawsuit in opposition of the 1967 law in October. Pasteurized milk undergoes a heating process to kill pathogens. The Food and Drug Administration says raw milk that comes straight from a cow or goat is more likely to carry salmonella and other bacteria.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
Somebody brought a loaded gun into a public place to make a point.
The issue in the state of Idaho has to do with concealed carry. Currently, anyone 18 years or older can carry a concealed handgun within city limits as long as they are an Idaho resident. New legislation being debated would extend that to visitors as well. Enter Charles Nielsen and his 11-year-old granddaughter, Bailey. He addressed the House committee debating the issue, and Bailey was there with a loaded AR-15 slung over her shoulder. He says, quote, "She's been shooting since she was 5 years old, got her first deer with this weapon when she was 9. His point was that those who can prove they can be responsible with weapons should be allowed to carry them. Opponents of the legislation say allowing young people to carry weapons with no training could lead to more shootings. John Saucier, Fox News.
A man in Iowa found guilty in a decades-old killing.
It took jurors about 3 hours to convict 66-year-old Jerry Burns of first-degree murder in the stabbing death of 18-year-old Michelle Martinko on December 19, 1979. Her body was found the next day inside her family's car at a shopping mall in Cedar Rapids. According to testimony, her lungs and aorta were pierced, causing her to lose about a third of her blood. Burns did not testify in his own defense, and his lawyer called only one witness. In Iowa, first-degree murder carries a mandatory term of life in prison. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky, breezy today with some wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. We will have a rain-snow mix at times with a transition to all snow as we go later on into tonight. Our high temperature, 39. We may see about a half inch to an inch across parts of south-central Kansas. Our low, 25. And then clearing Wednesday, our high, 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now a cloudy sky, 38 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. That's our date. On this date in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving Congress the power to levy and collect income taxes, was declared in effect by Secretary of State Philander Chase Knox.
Boo.
Well, there. Was that the accountants cheering there? I think it was. But we up to that date, they didn't have an income tax. I don't know how they raised their money.
Mostly with alcohol taxes.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I'm sure they balanced the budget every now and then.
There was an income tax briefly during the Civil War to pay for it.
Not very popular.
Mm. Well, here we are with it.
Here we are. Yeah, it's that season, too. You know, we've got to... But about 6-7 weeks till the deadline, something like that. So if you haven't thought about it, think about it. As the saying goes in competitive golf, you drive for show and putt for dough. That's a principle 84-year-old Mary Ann Wakefield stuck with, and it earned her a new car. Saturday, Wakefield took part in a halftime contest during the game between Ole Miss and Alabama. She was tasked with sinking a putt across the length of the basketball court at the University of Mississippi Arena. Her ball rolled 94 feet before sinking into a flag-marked hole. Crowd went wild as the putt dropped in, earning her a new 2020 Nissan Altima from a local car dealer. How about that?
Nice.
I saw the video of that, and it just kept rolling and rolling. It went right in the place where she wanted it to go. So.
No.
Yeah, she was doing that Chevy Chase deal there. Not only did an Ohio jail inmate fail in her attempt to escape, her effort ended up being captured on videotape. Authorities say a security camera rolled as Jessica Boomershine tried to make her break from custody last month. But instead of breaking out, she broke through, crashing through the ceiling of the holding room she tried to flee.
Oh, no, like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, she ended up falling headfirst into a trash can.
Oh, no.
Headfirst into a trash can. Boomershire is now, Boomershine, that is, now charged with escape and vandalism. She was already in the clink for kidnapping and robberies.
So. Mm.
Things not going well.
Not apparently.
For Jessica Boomenshine. All right, 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to have a special guest in the studio again, the 8 o'clock hour. Garen Smith is going to be here. He's with Precision Construction Services.
Okay.
Going to tell us about what they do. They've been in business for 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to tell us about that coming up.
Good, good.
And, hey, you know what starts March 6th through the 8th? The Outdoor Living and Landscape Show.
We're a week and a half away.
Yep. It's at the, of course, Century 2 Convention Center. And they're over there in Expo and Convention Hall. And it's been growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger every year. And this, of course, is a intercom radio production that we put on. And kind of took this over several years ago when the sponsor said, we don't want to do this anymore. And we said, hey, man, this is the... Folks, this is the kickoff of spring season.
Sure is.
Where you can see everything you need to see about lawn equipment and fencing, mowers, tractors, greenhouses, patio rooms, fencing. It's all there. And this is your chance to go. Parking at Gander Mountain Garage. You can ride the shuttle.
Nice.
And be one of the first 100 paid adults through the door Friday and Saturday. Get your very own wind chime, compliments of Stutzman's Greenhouse. It's the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show. Courtesy of your friends here at KNSS, coming up March 6th through the 8th.
Looking forward to it.
Mark your calendar, as we say. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve.
Well, we saw yesterday panic selling pressure the cattle complex and lean hog futures lower and into triple-digit losses. All this came from the concerns over the weekend of the coronavirus once again. Now, some live cattle contracts had their lowest trade since mid-September. The feeder cattle were limit down and near the lows for the month of February. There will be expanded limits for the feeders and live cattle today. Lean hogs also had triple-digit losses, and we saw yesterday afternoon the cold storage report show beef stocks up 2% versus a month ago, but down 4% versus a year ago, while pork stocks are up 8% versus a month ago and 11% larger than a year ago. At the close yesterday, April live cattle down the $3 limit at $115.25. March feeders down $4.17 at $136.02. And April lean hogs down $2.40 at $64.62. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all had substantial downside and negative closes Monday. The ag markets were down on knee-jerk reactions of the renewed concerns of the coronavirus around the world. Uncertainty makes nervous market reactions, and that's what we saw yesterday. We're seeing a little bit of recovery overnight. At the moment, May Kansas City wheat's down a penny and a quarter at 4.58. May corn's a penny higher at 3.77 and a quarter, and May soybeans up 4 cents at 8.86 and a half. April crude oil trading 2 cents lower at $51.41. April gold $25.60 lower at $1,651. The March S&P's up 14 points at 3,240 and three quarters. The March dollar index 3 cents lower at $99.26. And March Dow Jones futures up 132 points at 28,100. For commodity trading, your ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, a 401k took a little hit yesterday, did it? How about that?
Yeah, pretty substantial hit yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I get it. That puts about three more years on my retirement plan. I'll be able to retire now at about, well, somewhere in the late 80s. I'll still be doing this.
It was a bad day for the financial markets, but I do think we'll see things calm down. It's going to take a little while to get over this, but, you know, it's not just something that's going on here in the U.S. It's a worldwide problem
at the moment
and centered in the country of China.
Yeah, and they're possibly going to have it here breakout, but will it be any different than the flu? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I'm no medical doctor that understands all this, Heck, a lot more people have contracted the flu and died from the flu than they have from the coronavirus.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, last night Shelley and I decided we'd eat out, go to a nice restaurant and eat last night, and I had a little filet and a lobster tail, combining the best of both worlds, as we call surf and turf, right?
Oh, I love surf and turf.
I wound up giving it up.
Am I ever jealous?
I gave about three quarters of that little. It wasn't a very big lobster tail. You know how they are, but I gave most of that to Shelley. She really loves lobsters. So we're looking forward.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than both of those.
Yeah, that's a real combination. I'm looking forward to sometime taking a trip up to Maine. Shelley and I want to go up there and just eat nothing but lobster for about 4 or 5 days. See how that works. Then we'll come back and eat
even better, because that'd be fresh lobster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we'll come back and eat the ribeyes that are fresh here. How about that?
Yeah. I do think they have some fresh ribeyes up there, too.
And they do, but I know there are a lot of people from Maine and Vermont who come to Kansas specifically so they can dine on ribeyes.
You bet.
I don't know.
They don't make them any better than they do in Kansas.
That's true. All right, thank you, sir. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Financial infidelity.
Oh,
that's Don's topic coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.